Well, hello, everybody.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things.
Oh, got some little interference there.
I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
What's the point of all these hoax? Is it the chicken and the egg time? Are we just yokes? Something to say, or are we just simply spiraling coils of self-replicating DNA? What is our fate? Is there heaven and hell? Do we reincarnate? Is mankind evolving? Why are we here? And just what do we fear? Well, ce soir, for a change, it will all be made clear. For this is the meaning of life.
What an abrupt ending to that. There's a couple of songs I will start bringing on board. I've been playing with the new switchboard for Blog Talk Radio, and I really like it. Yes, it's been months since I've been on the air, and I'm sitting here looking at this wonderful screen thinking, oh, it's so techy, it's now fun. But I welcome you. We have a small chat room tonight, and the reason is I do see there's six people checked in. There's three people online already, and I will get to everybody. There's been a lot going on. I did move again. I know you people think that that's all I do in my life, but it isn't. It's just circumstance. And I live closer to Phoenix now. I live in a town called Maricopa, which will give me a little better access to traveling to little bigger communities for psychic events and bookstores and so on and so forth, and networking with people of like mind. You know, everybody knows what that's like. Since we just moved in and taking care of stuff, Bonnie is not going to join me tonight. She did get a full-time job at 12-hour days. So until she can calm down the schedule, and that's because she lives in Seattle and has this ferry to travel back and forth. So we're still juggling. I know it's early in California. It's only 5-ish. And then as we go to the East Coast, of course, it's only a couple hours different from where I am now in the mountain states. But thank you for joining us. Char is in. Hello, Caesar's Ghost. I had a client the other day from Sacramento looking for psychic development classes. And if you're interested, private chat Caesar's Ghost, and Char is teaching psychic development in Northern California. And that seems to be a topic that's really prevalent right now is when the economy's not up and beat where you can go out and spend money all the time, we kind of turn our interest of our lives and the reason and the purpose, the meaning of life inwardly. And to do so, you need to kind of tone your psychic development, your psychic skills. So if you're interested in the chat room, Caesar's Ghost, sometime in the future I will be doing it. I do offer classes, so you can go to my website and on the weddings tab, nancymatz.net. On the weddings tab, if you want to do it through me, then those courses are there. If you want in classroom environment, Caesar's Ghost does bring that up. Now, tonight's show, because it's been so long since I've been able to be on, I do want to bring up a few things, but I don't want to neglect the kids in the chat room. So, and the switchboard. This new chat room, I'm not sure how much I can type, but we will see. Do me a favor, don't private chat me. Private little clip to me. I don't have the best internet connection, and I don't want to get dropped off, okay? One of the things I want to cover is I'm inviting you to email me with ideas, because I'm now very active in my spare time between clients and whatever I want to do, I am able now to settle in and do some writing. And I would really, really love to have your ideas. So, we have Bob in there. Hello, Bob Beck. Hello, say hi to me. Say hello so I can know everybody's working just fine. Evidently, the host, everybody can hear me, correct? Say somebody yes. Anyway, I'm writing. I reevaluate which books I want to do first. And clearly, the dating environment, is where people really want some information from me. You can't be doing this every day since 1990 and not covered just about every relationship issue you can think of, but maybe not yours. So I would like you to not tell me the whole story, but tell me of a circumstance you think that would be interesting for somebody to hear about. And I truly believe that every circumstance is different just by a degree. So if I don't type yours word for word, then let me know. Hi, yes, you can hear me. Great, great. You're doing great. Bob, I've been, and Char knows, I've been doing this radio show for so long. I love it. Bob Beck showed up at another web address for Block Talk Radio, and he's a really nice guy. So nice meeting you and all the guests. Hello, everybody. It'd be nice if you wanted to lock in a guest, your name, by signing up for a site. Maybe someone in the chat room could type it in real quick, so I'm not typing at the moment. All these guest addresses, guest 10068, has logged out. Never even found out who the individual was. So it'd be nice if we could hear who all these people are. I would like to make a little time. I'd like to answer a phone call, but I do have predictions. One station that Char may be familiar with is KSDK Sacramento, California. Over the last 10 years or more, they've had me on just almost every New Year's Eve, or the week or so after, to do predictions. And they ask for it. I see that most of the phone people who are waiting, is the 609 area code, I don't know if you're in California or not. 602 is Arizona. 440 area code, I'm not even sure where that is either. But they had asked that I do some predictions for just California. So why don't we do that? I'll click on the first caller and then do some predictions. And if you, while we're talking, have a good idea for me that you would like in one of my books that are coming up, I'll probably do two or three books just on dating. The second and third book, there's two ghost books that are very interesting that I want to do. And that would be on ghosts. The ghost book will be called Should We Be Afraid? And, of course, it's not going to be spooky stories, but all the dynamics of spirithood, people who live just on the other side of the veil, and how they interact with us, and why are we so afraid. And the second one will be on hitchhikers. And Hitchhikers is a book that was created by my inner workings with Karen Rothstein, and she's a hypnotherapist out of Northern California. And she called me one day and she says, I have a client that I'm not able to help. And the first client was Susie. And if you go to my webpage, nancymaps.net, you will see a radio show called Susie. Well, Karen called and I said, well, she's having emotional tantrums all the time because she has a little girl attached to her body. And I described the child as 12 years old. Blah, blah, blah. And then come to find out that Susie works in a furniture store in Old Sacramento. So Karen Rossi asked Susie to come back, and they went into a deep, relaxed state of hypnosis. And wouldn't you know, Karen said, who else is with you, Susie? And a little 12-year-old girl showed up. And she had stayed with her furniture, which just happens to be what Susie did for a living. She worked in the furniture store, a used furniture store. So that started a kind of a journey, and we've done like 35 hitchhiker situations, and I would say about 15 to 20 of them are so amazing, and Susie's case was the first one. So if you want to go back and listen to that, that is noted on my front page there. So dating, it appears, is the number one hit parade. Most of my clients have that kind of issue. So let's go. I want to go because I can see by time who has been on here the most. So I'm going to be asking for 44. Hello, who's this? Area code 440, prefix 840.
Hi.
Are you listening, or did you have a question for me?
Yeah, I had a question. If you answer questions about love.
Did you just hear me say I'm going to write about either two or three books just on dating, huh, and love relationships? You know,
yeah.
What it is what makes the world go round. You know, it is what makes us whole. Or one of my sites, love is the greatest gift we can give somebody, and the greatest fear is of losing it. One day that just popped in my head, and I think it really applies, that we need love and attention, whether it's a relationship with a partner, a child, a parent. And if you don't have that in your life, you feel a little lost. So, you know, this is going to be private, so don't give me so many details that some of the audience could understand who you are. But can you just introduce yourself and say your first name?
My name is Kelly. I'm from Ohio.
Hi, Kelly. Oh, so 440 is from Ohio, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a friend who we used to lay in a bed together for many, many weeks, you know, without anything sexual happening. He always said that we were just friends. He's more of into the hippie scene, I guess, and I'm more of an athlete. And everyone thought that we should be together, so I was kind of just tired of hearing him say we were just friends, so I pushed him away. Well, we recently have been around each other again lately, and I'm just wondering if there's anything, you know, I know he's trying to grow up, but I don't know how well that's, you know.
You know, the old additive, what you don't have, you want more. Have you heard
yeah.
that experience? Okay, so yeah, I want you to do that with this guy. He really doesn't want to lose you. You're his confidant. You're the person he trusts. And then think in his real life, he doesn't feel comfortable having people know him as well as you do and have that trust. So this is a nice guy, but he clearly doesn't know how either to have relationships or how to go to the next step. So I want you to have him want you more. Please say we're friends, you change it, but I'm going to start dating, I'm going to go out unless you change the situation and make him do that. If
mm-hmm.
by August he hasn't, then I want you to give up.
Right.
Okay, because I'm picking up something could change in the summertime, but I can't tell if it's because you surrender and you give up because he just can't, or it's because he has proposed. And I'm looking at June, July, but I'm putting into August in case I'm off the month. Okay? Don't hit
yeah.
him with a frying pan. This is a nice man. In some ways, I want to be real careful how I wear this because I don't want you to feel it's wrong. He kind of looks at you as a parent, someone who's helped him and guided him. He has a hard time bridging that to lover to wife.
Right. Yeah, I know. I mean, when he's always like, oh, I'm looking for a hippie girl. But then whenever he has a job where he has to quit doing, you know, his bad habits, he comes to me. And it's like, you know what? I don't know
you
what
know,
you
it
want.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which one of you looks hippie or doesn't look hippie, doesn't have anything to do with what I pick up emotionally. He sees you as being a parent or someone to help them emotionally get grounded into his life. You have too much. You've been giving him too much. Back off.
Right.
He comes to you when he's lost. I want him to see you as a woman, not a parent. You need to back off
right.
and let him come after you. Okay?
Yeah. I've been trying.
Right,
so far I work.
Well, you're
Thank
doing
you.
It right. If that's what you've been doing, you're
yeah.
doing it right, kiddo.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I see that this 440, you can't. I'm going to click on this. I think you got dropped off and you came back. Hello there.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Oh, hello. And who am I talking to?
This is Carlos.
Hello, Carlos. And I know
how
you've been
you?
Holding and we lost you and then you came back.
Yeah,
what is your
back.
Question for me tonight?
I'm doing a pretty big deal, a business deal. And I'm doing it with a woman. And I think the woman's kind of shady or shysty, but I want to know what do you think about her and how to deal with work.
Okay, let me talk about it. She's really all for herself. She's trying to figure out how much she can get out of this deal. The
mm-hmm.
problem with her is she's got influenced by somebody else, and he looks like a big box-built man. I don't
mm-hmm.
think it's you. I don't think it's you. And so some of her decisions are based on what he's saying to her, not what she's really wanted to do. She really does want to make money, and she does secretly really want to be successful. Either this person sees a way of getting money from her, or she's not smart, feel like she's confident enough to be able to work with you all by herself. There's a sense of lacking and a sense of, I need money, but it's not from her, it's from somebody else.
Okay.
So someone pushing her to make money and who is giving her the words and how to make decisions, it's not all her. So what you may be picking up is not her being shady, but that she's not 100% present with you.
Right, right, okay. Yeah, okay. And with this deal, how do you see everything turning out for me?
Remember, I can't tell you to spend money. You got to be careful. But if it works, it will go. Don't give me any ideas because I don't want anybody to hear it. Whatever you're talking about, you can make it work, but I'm looking at 6 to 8 months.
Ooh-wee.
But
okay.
I want her to be present. I don't want her to have, if it's an attorney or a boyfriend or a father telling her advice, she has got to be present with you because that individual may not always be in the picture. On some level, there's some kind of lacking with her or there's fear of doing wrong. So even though she comes across bossy, it's not always the right answer because she really doesn't know.
Okay.
You see that?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I see it clearly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, my dear. Nice talking to you. And best of luck to your business in this economy, huh?
Yeah.
Good luck, sir.
All right.
You're welcome. And then I want to go up to the next person who's been waiting the longest. Here, I'm getting so many calls, everybody, so be patient. I'm answering fast as I can. 609 area code, where are you located?
In Trenton, New Jersey.
New Jersey. And just give me your first name that people call you.
Roberta.
Hello, Roberta. So, my dear, what's going on with you? How can I help you tonight?
I want to know if you see a new love life happening for me.
Now, is the old guy gone out of your life?
My husband was killed last year.
The man
year.
I'm looking at is a small built, 5'9", slimmer body, about 140, 150, kind of not too much hair on top, very sweet individual looking. Is that him? Is that your ex-husband, or is that someone in your life now?
I don't have anybody in my life right now.
Did
my
I
husband
describe
was...
your ex?
Actually, you described the balding part, but he was a big guy, and he was 6 foot.
Okay, so I'm looking at the new man coming in. He's a slimmer man, very sweet, medium to a shade lighter bone thickness. People would know him as a very interesting guy. He's not afraid to say hello, but he doesn't bore you to death. He is losing his hair. It was brown. He has a medium to shade lighter complexion, not white skin, not medium skin, just a little shade or lighter. No beard, no mustache. He is your age group and older. He was never fat, but he does have some lines in his face and neck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Can you keep that in mind? I don't know his role. I don't promise marriage anymore because 90% of us just seem to be with people. But because
okay.
I seem so clearly, I don't know if I'm describing your husband, ex-husband. A lot of people who are widowed keep their ex in their mind. So when I go into your mind, I don't know if I'm stepping into the past or into the future. So make sure you're not thinking of your husband when you're looking for somebody. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Because the new man coming in can still sense the old man's still around. And that's what you want. I think you want to get out and go dancing or something, and this man is moves a lot. So this man will be able to take you out. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, sweet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, someone found out I must have been on tonight. I think I'll take another one. Hello, everybody in the guest room. And it looks like we got a few, three into online, but most of our people have checked in and checked out. Maybe there's a caller. So I'd like to go to the 602 area code and, whoops, I hope I didn't knock that person off. Okay, 602, who's this speaking?
Hello? Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, my name's Jamie. I'm from Arizona.
You're Jamie. Hello there. Well, I'm near Phoenix. Are you near Phoenix?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Uh-huh. I'm in Maricopa. It's always fun to meet some in the neighborhood. Jamie, can I help you tonight?
Well, I was wondering about my current living situation. See, I have the opportunity to move to California. However, I'm really kind of torn about it. You know, I just want to do the best thing
yet.
For me.
I don't see it yet because where you're, I call it an anchor on the other end, is not secure yet. And we're all guilty of this. Even I have done a move without a strong enough anchor. You have an anchor here in Arizona, an anchor in California. The one in California either is up in the air. Even if they say, well, there's a job here, don't trust it unless you get in, shake hands. Don't go yet until it's more firm up for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
So then you'll just be back.
Okay.
Okay, all what right. is the job that you're going to go to? Is it Sacramento?
It wasn't a job. What's that?
What is Sacramento area?
No, well, honestly, I want to get into acting more, and that's basically why I was going to go out there. I didn't have a job set up or anything like that. I would just play and go out there with some money that I had saved up and renting a room, which I already called the guy, and I set it up, and he's waiting for me. I'm just going to basically say I can't do it. For one thing, the guy is really kind of weird, you know? He's saying some
Remember I said your stuff. Anchor's not good enough? So
exactly,
it's not good
yeah.
enough. If you yeah. say to Nancy, I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to get on a bus. I'm going to go there. I'm going to take a bus back in 2 days. I would go to every McDonald's, every fast food, and get a job first. Then find a room and make it
right.
happen. Because I feel like, and that's not against you, you're young and you're healthy and you can conquer the world. But I have a sense that you'd only be there for a few weeks and then go back to Arizona. What I don't want in this economy is someone have any doubt or failure under their belt when they try to accomplish. Because things can happen, but just think of it as a big ship anchor. Have an anchor so you know when you get there it's a positive experience no matter what happens. Are you into
mm-hmm.
dance musicals or anything like that?
You know, I would love to do some stage acting. I think that
okay.
I'd love that.
I want you to check into that first, something where people have any kind of foot movement or dance. I do see an opportunity
yeah.
for you, but it doesn't feel like the right time. So go out there for the weekend, see what you can do. Everything's online now. When my sister was looking for a job, she says no one wants to see anybody. I would to Dickens 24 hours straight if you have to find every job available with your resume. Get online. Send it off, line up the interviews, and make it happen. I see a stage
yeah.
where people are on stage, and the audience has to look up at it. So if that's off-Broadway, it's Los Angeles, and so be it. The stage is wood, and they're
okay.
dancing, and you're part of it. So find what I'm looking at. Don't go until you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. All right,
okay,
well, thank
Jamie?
You so much. I really appreciate that.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Oops, I think I clicked the button too fast. I love this screen, everybody. Anyway, all right. Yes, I know that some of you have sat in the room that know me and have heard me do readings. How do I do this? I'm pure energy. My mind, part of my soul enters. And when you are listening, those who are in the hold queue here, I've got four people. If you just relax, you can feel me around your neck. I actually enter time. And I do this so much. And so often that I've become a remote viewer, which is kind of amazing to me. So I can see pictures, I see movies, I see time. So it's kind of interesting. I want to get to some of the predictions. I don't know if these numbers are 631 area code. I don't know if that's California or not. But I did want to say that I saw the possibility of the state of California becoming two. And the reason is that competition will be important. Right now, there's a heaviness at one end of the state, and then it goes the other. If the state were to be split, then the competition between states, the bidding war to have industry come would be stronger. There is going to be a plant or a way to make money for the population past Marysville going toward Chico. And then just past Chico, it feels like there's a plant in the future. And I don't know if it's small industry that's going to bring some jobs. And I do see development of a new car coming that's going to be really, really popular. And I've just seen something like electric car come out, but this one looks like a bug, but more glass to it. So I think that's really a big deal. For those of you on the East Coast, for some reason I got real interested in vehicles. I saw a newspaper, and tell me if this has been done, because sometimes I'll see a newspaper and the picture on the newspaper is being held up to me. I see whether it's a mayor or a city council person issuing a license plate and holding it up to a man who appears to be standing next to a rickshaw of some sort. And I wouldn't know if it's only man-propelled rickshaw or is it for a bicycle or a small electric motor. This is going to be a huge hit. I see women making money doing it. I see teenagers and college students going to be kind of like a battle for a while on the streets, but the reason they're doing, they're allowing it to come about. I don't know what that means. They're allowing this new way to get the smog cleared up. Yes, it will cut back on car registration, but in some ways it's going to actually be very industrious. They're going to have all kinds of new vehicles. It's going to be kind of fun. More street vendors will feed people because of this. I'm not saying we're going to turn into a town in Indonesia where you go up and down the street and there's vendors every 10 feet. They will control it, but it's going to be a new way of looking at things. So I saw a picture on the front of a newspaper, and this official is handing, is showing the license plate to some. It's a very small-looking vehicle, open at one end, and the individual propelling is either a bike or a small motor. I think it's going to be really fun. And so, okay, and my son is involved with the space industry. And I saw a TV show once, and it got my curiosity up. And the space elevator will be created. I feel like the industry for space development is really going to be, for 2 or 3 years out, a big moneymaker for us. And the space elevator, the area I see is not necessarily Kentucky, but in that part of the world there's a lot of flat land. What are they going to do about the hurricanes that come in? I haven't figured that one out. But I see like 6 to 7 of them, and they pop up. You know, I'm looking at in a plane, and I can see these laid out. And at the end of them will be kind of like a hotel. So it's going to be a brand new industry. I saw my son going up in one for a holiday, and his 4 and a 6-year-old child are teenage girls. And of course, that's very exciting, but they, you know, it takes a week to go up, but you take a couple of weeks and your down trip is a little faster. I'm not sure how long it takes to go up, but I found it very interesting that my son in the future saw this. I was seeing through his eyes the vacation. So I feel like that's the new industry coming up. In fact, I see a lot of industry over the North and South Pole for some reason. I don't know why it's shown to me now. As far as big discoveries, this is really interesting to me also. We are going to have some more melting. Is it going to affect our coastlines? Yeah. Is it going to affect that we need to build further into the New York area or relocate the capital one of these years? Yeah. So Washington, D.C. may have to have some relocation, and I see it in the direction of New York State. So I think that's pretty exciting. It is what it is. But by doing that, we will have some new discoveries north of England, Scotland, Ireland, and then between there and Switzerland, Russia, they will find underground water, lots of water. And so new fuel will be available. Now, I don't feel like that's now. Someone told me once that I had a reading with me 18 years ago, and that was a couple of years. So it was right after I started professionally in 90. And everything I had said had come true, but it had taken 18 years. So when 18 years later and everything had happened, she called for another session. I told her, you better not make it another 18 years. I certainly won't be working that much longer. So we both had a chuckle, but it can be years. And I feel like the space program will really take off in 4 or 5 years. The discovery of oil in under the ocean that high up will only be after after about 5 years. So it still feels like it's out. The other discovery I thought was really exciting was in South America. And this is really going to open up a lot of questions. It's in a mountain. Someone's digging, I don't know if it's ore of some sort, and they're going into a cave, and they're going to be digging out a mountain, and they're going to come across a black piece of onyx or something that looks glass, but it's dark to me. And on it will be diagrams and procedures far beyond what the culture of that era and the age of this. We're talking the age of the Babylonians, and so, or that era. And they're going to be questioning how it was possible they could do this. And may answer a lot of things. Am I saying that we had UFO visitations that far back, or do we have a more advanced civilization? You know, I can't answer that because we don't have enough information. I feel like they were extremely advanced. I'm not sure we're going to find, metal objects in there that ran machinery as much as this will show calculations far beyond the knowledge of anybody we can understand. And I said it on the air, or was going to, that, and typed it up on my predictions page at my website. When they start digging in the mountain, they find this. So anybody listening, find it. Dig sideways and don't go deeper in the mountain, because then they'll open up the cavern of the city headquarters, or they lived not underground, but a lot of it was underground because of the weather and the terrain. This is high in the mountain range, which is fabulous to me. I can't wait for that to happen. Okay, so let's go back. 804 area code is next. Okay. And so who are we talking to tonight?
Hi, good evening. My name is Hugh. I'm in Virginia.
And Hugh, H-U-G.
Yes, huh?
Well, hello, Virginia. I hope you people back there don't get too much snow, huh? In New Jersey, it talked to me earlier.
I'm
so
sort
of
in a pocket. It either comes north or south, and it stays pretty decent here.
Good for you. So how can I help you tonight? What do you have to ask me?
Are you good at remote viewing?
Just, you have to ask me a question. I don't know where I'm going. Just ask
All
me.
All right. I had a very bizarre paranormal experience in a prior senior independent apartment building that I moved into, and two women falsely accused me of something that had me arrested. It was a total setup, and I presented evidence to show that it wasn't true, and one of these women actually perjured herself on paper. I believe there was a witch's coven starting involving this, and I'm wondering what you pick up on that and what you see.
Well, that's different. Now, are
you
in a multiple story? Was this what you would call the basement activity?
There were a group of gossipers that camped out in the lobby area all the time, and they were causing a lot of problems to the residents in the building. And I tried to interact with management to at least move them out of the lobby area. So they chose.
Do you own your apartment or your house condo?
No,
what
it's
is it?
Section 8, independent senior.
There is a woman there. She has had brown hair, or she's got gray brown hair, who has it out for you. Whether she's in a, I see a group of people together. It's really hard to distinguish between what I would call people who practice any kind of, Wicca, or Mother Earth goddess worship. I don't feel is a problem. It's how the intent of the mind is. We could be a Christian. We could be a Jewish person. If you have ill intent in the mind, that's so negative. So this person who's out after you, it's almost like if I share with you that you need to talk to your manager, and if he can't resolve it, you need to move. Because
you're
not going to stop. For some reason,
move.
He has that.
This is unresolved because she's perjured herself on paper.
That doesn't matter. She's still trying to get you in trouble.
Yeah, she can't do that anymore. She's the one in trouble.
Well, then that's good. Then you don't have more problems. Unless she, like I said, the evil in people's mind is more important to me than any kind of created exercise, because it's only in the mind. Remember, this is my truth, everybody, because there's a lot of people who believe in what we call Tangia, voodoo, whatever. I just don't. I believe that whatever is in people's mind, they have to keep it there day and night, day and night. She could poison other people to you. So she could be in bad and wrong, and she's perjured herself. She's in a lot of trouble. That could make her madder.
Yeah.
So all I care about is keeping on top of it. Do they have a coven where they do nasty, bad, and wrong things? I see something that was what we call a basement or a very low area. But that doesn't mean they were conjuring. It means they're grouped to share ideas, and it could be negative towards you. To me, it's in the results still the same.
Right.
Okay? So I'm not telling you to move. But I wouldn't want to be there if her friends are all conjuring it still, because they could put negative energy out there. And what will happen, if I'm right on this, you'll see other people moving out of the building because the walls will become contaminated and people can feel that.
Yes. I've been out of the building for several years now. And
good. That's good, then.
It has manifested in another weird way because there's a woman who I never met who was a beautiful spiritual teacher. But behind the scenes, her life was a mess, and then she became threatening over nothing. And she was a reverend, which is one of the one that perjured herself. And the other woman, she had the first name of, so she manifested as the two in one. And
we could talk for another half hour on all this. I just can't give you the time.
I
appreciate
that. Okay, thank you for that.
You you take care, my dear, okay? And have good and pure thoughts. Remember,
yes, I do.
All right, sweet. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, life is not fair, is it? It's sure not easy to live, but we have to remember that just sitting here looking at this great screen gives me a chuckle. So it's those little moments that make us happy in life. I feel like this gentleman does have a better home. I don't know why people have evil in their minds, but, oh, gosh, I guess I don't have the answers for everything, huh? I would love to get a couple more of these questions. Let me see here. Area code 256 has been on the next longest.
Hi.
Okay, there you are. And who's this?
This is Tamara.
Oh, what a great name, Tamara. And what state are you calling from?
I am calling from Alabama.
Alabama. All right, my dear. What can I do for you tonight? Ooh, kids.
Just any messages or just anything concerning
I don't have
love
enough
life?
Time. Okay, so give me a question. What is it you want to know?
Do you see anything for my love life? Any romance?
And so you don't have the daddy of these kids in the picture day and night, huh?
What did you say?
The kid's dad? Is he in your life?
Not in my life personally. He's in their life.
Yeah. What I'm seeing is him. So even though, now this is how you have to do this. Even though you may not be romantic with the father, you do have to think about him. So I want you to think about him, but then I want you to put a walnut shell in your life, around your body. And I don't want you to visually put him in your mind. You deal with him, but you don't visualize him in your mind. You understand? You just hear his name. Because I feel like you're still carrying something in your soul about him, whether it's an angst or I wish he'd come, something. The man I see that you may be involved with coming up, remember, I want your soul and your energy around you to be clean. Because if someone else comes in, he's going to sense that man because I did. How
did
I know you're not a widow? See, I don't know things. A lot of people are widows with the military. You could have been divorced and never had a father in the family, see. But I got it. And if I can get it, a man coming is going to get it. There's a man coming. I don't know, you know, your preferences, but there's a man with light hair and light skin coming. He's very tall and lanky. When this man shows up, he's kind of like, oh, he's a very sweet boy kind of feeling. He is a man, but he's gentle inside. But he's a tall, lanky kid with light hair. I want you to let him in your life. Okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, I just do what I do. Everybody just think of me as a newspaper reporter. I can all report the news as I see it, hear it, and feel it. What you do with this man is up to you, but he will show up. He is kind of long and lanky. He's kind of a thin guy. Kind of some guy who works hard like you see on a farm somewhere. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And the next one that's been holding a while is a 305 area code. Who's this?
Well, hello, Nancy. My name is Deanna. I haven't spoken to you for about a year and a half, maybe.
Oh, yeah. And what state are you calling from?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, hello, Georgia. You know,
Florida. Florida.
And where is that again? I can't hear you very well.
In Florida.
Florida. Well, hello there, Florida. I know you may not be having the snow. Well, I think we haven't had Bonnie and I haven't done a show for at least 8 months. And that's because she started her jobs, and it's been kind of crazy in my household relocating. So, Deanna, what can I do for you tonight, dear?
Well, I've been wanting a job, a specific job. I spoke to you about it about 3 years ago. It still has not happened. I work there as a contractor. I want to be awarded the stable employee position. Do you see that happening?
Well, they are going to give it to you, but I don't know when. I just see it as warmer weather, but Florida has warm weather like Arizona most of the time.
Yep.
They are going to give you that, but I don't know if it's my sister is in that situation. She's got a temporary permanent position. It's kind of like they're going to keep her there until they can do a permanent position. It's full-time, 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, something, I don't know. But you're in that situation. So when they finally get around to be able to add to the staff, is it at the pay level and the title that you have now? I can't tell that. And all I can see is it feels like it's warmer like May or June. So get back to me and see if I'm right on that.
I will do that, and I'd like to listen on, if you don't mind.
Let's see.
Oh, and happy Chinese New Year.
Pardon me?
Happy Chinese New Year. It starts tonight.
No. Oh, that's very cool.
The
okay.
Water Dragon. Okay.
Okay. If I knock you off, I think I can do this. If I knock you off, just call back and I'll recognize your number.
Thank you, Nick.
Oh, I did it. I love the switchboard, but it's kind of awesome to look at. I'm a little bit not sure. 631 area code, who's this? I know someone's talking. It didn't click on. Okay, there we are. 631 area code, who's this?
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you, Nancy?
Well, fine. Just fine. It's lovely. When I hear from the people from the East Coast, I go, what time is it? For a while, I started at 9 o'clock, and then it was 8 o'clock, because I didn't know where to fall.
It's 8:40, and we definitely have snow over here.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah,
bet.
We do.
Well, Sandra, what's going on with you, woman? Called me.
Here's my situation. My sister's been living with me for about 5 years. It was supposed to be a temporary thing. I was helping her out. And now it's become this, like she just stays on with me. And we've been getting into arguments, and I've been feeling very resentful because she doesn't pay for half of the rent. She pays for less. So I'm constantly feeling like...
Is she able to pay for more?
She says she's not. But personally, I know that she spends her money in other areas. I don't know exactly where. And I don't want to be grilling her about that either. I just think it's time for us to split apart. And we had a bad argument this past weekend.
Well, other than get her the movie Failure to Launch, I'm going to do reverse what I suggest people who, I'm going to give you an idea. In your mind, you have to decide, do you want her in your life at all? If you don't mind she's there, but she does need to carry a heavier load cost-wise, then I want you to sit down with yourself and really determine what you want. If you do not want her, then I want you to give her three-month notice. I want you to start bringing boxes in. And a month before she moves out, I want you to actually pack up her stuff so she gets it. You have to give her 3 months. Wait a minute. You have to give her 3 months' notice because she's been in your house paying. She could actually get in you in trouble because she could call herself a boarder. So
yeah,
you
but
make
it's
sure
not
you
my house. It's my apartment, and my lease is up by. It's going to be up by March, so I don't even have 3 months of my own time. And I was considering on staying on another year within the lease, but my rent goes up every year, and every year she has no more money to contribute. And guess what? Cost of living goes up every year.
I'm on it. Let's go back to the same thing. I don't see you moving. So
you don't see me moving.
Thing. Well, it feels like you, when you get down to it, you may say that you want to, but I'm not seeing the boxes and you're doing it.
Well, do you see her? So, do you see her giving me more money then or contributing more?
All right, Sandra, I'm trying to tell you how to do it, girlfriend, or if it's going to be just the same. Okay, so let me share with you. You need the more room, but you really don't know if you want to move and go to all the trouble. Give her 3 months' notice. And you tell her every month she's either going to start bringing up to the level that you want money-wise, or you're going to start bringing in boxes and helping her pack and move, and I want you to stick by your guns.
I understand what you're saying, but then if that's
you
the
have
case, if she leaves, I won't be able to afford where I'm living. I only kept here because I had her additional income, because like I said, the rent has gotten higher and higher. So at this point, there's no sense for me to stick into a two-bedroom. I would just wind up leaving here and finding a one-bedroom that's more affordable for me.
Then you need to do that. And
yeah,
what I want you to do, now listen how I word this, because I don't see it, I don't want you to settle. I don't want you to go for her promises. I want you to make it happen. If she moves out, then you get a renter. If you really want to live in this place, if you really want your personal space and freedom, then move out and make it happen.
Yeah.
What I find with human beings, and we're all the same, Sandra, so I want you to just kind of flow with this. Human beings are the same. I'm amazed at the people I talk to. I talk to a lot of different countries. It's amazing how many people I talk to from other places. I'm truly international. And I never say that because who cares, you know? But the stories are the same. Human beings have a hard time. human beings, remember how I've heard that human beings doesn't mean culture, I mean age group, we're all the same. It's hard to make changes, it's hard to make decisions, and it's hard to hurt our family. We feel obligated, we feel used, we feel
sure.
used.
Well, that's what it
okay,
is.
Okay, so then where is your
value? Sure she's okay. You know what I mean?
Doesn't because matter. Okay, wait a minute.
I'm
it's
thinking
like a
to myself,
breakup.
If she can't afford
Sandra.
To give me more money here, then how is she going to get a place somewhere else?
Well, that's okay. You're not letting me finish. Okay. It's like a marriage ending. If you're going to worry about what's going to happen to them, then don't divorce them. You are in a marriage, a situation like a divorce. If
yeah.
you really want your life, then you get rid of her and it shouldn't matter. If she puts guilt on you, then you settle and you'll never have separation. You'll never find yourself. You'll never have the freedom. If
yeah,
you worry about her so much, it's the same with a woman who's in a situation. She says, but he pays the rent. But I have a lover. I want a divorce. I says, well, then you'll never change it because
yeah.
you need this person. What do you want, Sandra? It sounds like you want her to
I
leave.
I want my own place. I want my own space.
Well, then,
I knew
okay.
that. Yeah.
Then you make
I
it happen.
Wasn't
don't
work
talk
forever,
about
but it. I didn't think she was going to be here 5 years. So
but you
after,
allowed her to be
you know,
there. Wait a minute. You
yes,
allowed
I
her
did.
To be
I did allow her to be here. But then I also started saying to her that I, you know, it wasn't fair that she needed to start to contribute to the full amount. And, you
okay,
know, she
we're
always,
gonna, yeah, we're going around circles. We're
yeah,
going around circles. Okay,
much.
I've given you my answer. And what you need to do is get mad at yourself for not allowing your change to happen so you can enjoy your life. The bottom line is, what do you want? Don't
I
worry
want
about
to be
what's
on
different.
My own.
Then you got to find a place.
No,
okay, you got to find a place and don't let her feel make you feel guilty. That's the absolute
yep.
bottom line.
Okay. Well,
okay, kiddo.
Thank you.
Good
I appreciate
luck.
It. All right.
Bye.
Good night.
Okay. You know, I don't mean to sound like I'm abrupt with you, Sandra, if you're still there, but you have to remember we don't have a lot of time. And I want to kind of get a couple more calls. And this is fun for me, but it's also, I have to be quick with my answers so everybody can have a little bit of me. It's really hard to make change. My mother passed away. She says it takes 3 weeks to create a bad habit, but it takes 3 months to decide to change it. So, you know, when we have a relative or husband or lover that lives with us, and we can't make it work, the hardest thing is to make a change, especially when you feel obligated. That is our life. It's so hard. And one person said to me, this is so hard. And I said, yes, who said life was fair? It's hard, and I'll deal with it. Make a change, because if you don't, you'll not have your own life. That's it. It is what it is. Okay, the next person holding is a 317 area code, and who is this?
Hi, Nancy. My name is Michelle. How are you?
Well, hello, Michelle. What state is 317?
Indiana.
Indiana.
Yes.
Isn't that fun to know where everybody's from?
Crazy
was,
weather,
like,
global warming, goes from 60 degrees to snow. I mean, this is nuts.
It is nuts. It is nuts. I was talking to some girl when I in Pakistan called and Ireland called, and I had clients in Singapore, and they all tell me the weather. And one day I said, I must be a frustrated weather man, because I find it really fun.
I know, it's crazy.
I have a guy in Norway, I do email readings with him, and he starts off with the questions. He's going, the weather here is.
I'm a reader too, but I read for like friends and family, because like I can't ground myself right. And it's like, what it is like it's so draining. Like, I feel like
well,
I can't explain
that.
It. Like, I feel like I'm high.
Yeah, you are.
I got
you're
all that energy.
Energy.
Yeah.
Well, we get hot. Our vibration revs up, and I'm not. I could talk about it for a whole show. Maybe we'll do it on another show. But we do change our energy. I was a long distance runner and horse person. I've been an athlete all my life, and I kind of think maybe my motor is a little bigger. And I'm in my 60s, and people say, "Oh my God,
you've got a lot
Nancy,
of angels around you." I'm not trying to read you or nothing, but you have a lot of angels around you.
I got. They want to keep me working. I want to retire, but I am writing everybody, and I want to encourage you to go to my website, nancymetz.net. If you have
you
a dating relationship, Nancy, I'll write it
yes.
in the chat room. It's the same as my site description, nancymetz.net, and they have all kinds of buttons on there. Email me. And if you
profit
do that, then
the
I'll.
Most. Profit? Profiting? Getting messages from Holy Spirit like I do? That's how it happens for me.
Well, if you want to send me a little email and say, you know, I like this idea and see if I expand upon it in one of my books. I'm always looking for good ideas. I got more book ideas than I have time in my life. So whatever catches my fancy the next 3-4 books, because I do believe that is the direction I'm supposed to go. But
I
anyhow,
like your energy. You're so calm and serene. I can't explain it. It's just like you make people happy. No, you really do.
Oh, I appreciate that. You know, I have 2 more people that I want to talk to you for just a minute.
I got a question, yes.
Yes, I do believe I'm calm because I figured it out.
What?
And we do survive. I see spirit people all the time.
I know you do.
The joke's enough. So, but anyway, all right, girlfriend, Michelle, what's your question for me?
My question is, I've been dreaming a lot of my ex-fiancé. His name is Michael. And I don't know why I feel this. I feel that he's trying to contact me, or is he scared? I don't know what the situation is, but there's just some kind of connection there. And I just want to know if he's going to break through and just come through.
Don't hold your breath. No, I don't know. Is he alive or dead? First off, has he passed away? Is he with a light-haired lady? Do you know if he's married?
He's not. No, he was married to a black woman. He's divorced now.
Well, just because we call someone a black culture.
No, I don't mean it like
hair.
That. No, she
no,
has
but the
black
woman
hair.
I see has light hair. And so if she colored her hair, lightened it, or he's with a new person.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be real careful. Don't wait or use your life force waiting for somebody. I think that we women, and everybody, I raised my hand, I was single 15 years before I married again 8 years ago. And I feel like sometimes we hold our breath and wait. And I've learned that that's not the way to do life, because life ticks by. And you're too young. I see a man coming, and I don't know if it's this guy, but he does have brown hair. And it's a lot.
Jerry?
Jerry?
Just
like I said, you have someone coming in, and I don't believe this man that you're speaking of will have the guts to make a change. Okay?
Thank you so much, Nancy. I appreciate it.
All right,
it.
Sweetie.
Bye-bye. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Oh, the 715 area code. Who is this?
This is Richard.
Hello, Richard. And what 715 area code?
That's Wisconsin, West Central area.
Wow, I love all this. It's so fun to talk about all these different states. And Richard, what can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to see where you see my music going to, and I was asking that because when I'm practicing, I'm regularly feeling somebody touching my hand. I've heard my name called, single claps, and like a spider web feeling coming across my face. It always happens when I practice.
Two things I want to ask you. I forgot already what kind of musical instrument you use.
What?
You said you do music. What musical instrument?
I play the guitar.
Guitar. You know, I saw two people, and you're just going to chuckle. One is an old cowboy-looking guy like Kris Kristofferson. And the other one is a lady with white skin and soft hands. She's very delicate. So I'm having a hard time figuring out which one is giving you guidance. What is your pleasure in different? What is your flavor of music? What do you like?
I play. I'm a kind of a schizophrenic on that because I like hard blues rock, but then I also like real soft stuff like folk rock, like David Gates.
Maybe that's the cowboy. The woman doesn't feel like hard rock to me. I'm trying to figure out who she is. She's got dark hair. She said she was professional, but it doesn't look like she's of an old era. I feel like she used something that doesn't look like a guitar, but could have been in her era. I see a plank of wood. She might have been of Nordic or what I would call North England look. And there was 3 strings. She shows me 3 strings. There's a hole at the end where the hand would go, the left hand. And she's strumming it, and it sits on her lap. So I'm not sure I know who this is. I don't know what the kind of music it is, but she's a gentle soul, I guess. And this guy, he's a heavier Kris Kristofferson. Kind of looked like, I'm going to get myself in trouble with this one. He had plastic surgery. He's a thicker man, and almost like, I would say, a guy who's really rough looking. And he tells me he was in industry, and he died. He has a beard. He's really rough looking. He has a cowboy hat. And he's really big,
like
6 foot.
Ray Vaughan.
Huh?
Sounds like one of my favorite guitarists, Stevie Ray Vaughan. He always wore a hat.
This guy has a hat, and said he was in industry. Was this a guy bigger, thick, thick body person?
No, he was kind of slender, but Gary Moore, one of my favorite guitarists, passed away too, and he was kind of rough looking and on the heavier side.
Yeah, and this guy has a face that looked like it belonged outdoors. He's not a pretty boy.
Yeah, he's not a pretty boy.
Okay, yeah. So what I want you to do is when we get off, just go do the yes and no questions and hear the responses, because I think that guy is guiding you. But the woman, she comes from mid-England era where they had different kinds of music, and I really don't know what her role is with you. But that could be why you feel schizophrenic, which one's doing guidance at the time that's given to you. Okay? That's very neat. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
thank
you.
Okay, bye. Okay, 305 area code.
Hey, Nancy, I think
that... Oh, yes, you again. Hello, dear. Well, I'll put you back on hold.
Thank you and goodbye. Say hello to your sister for me.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I want to go to 646. Just want to thank you for coming, everybody. And I see some of my favorite names in here in the chat room. It's kind of interesting to not have a full chat room to be able to see what's going on. But thank you for coming, everybody. I've had a lot of fun. I haven't done this for a long time, and I do want to get back into it. And we will kind of cover different topics every week that I can do this. You know, I have to work, so my clientele always comes first. If they say 6 o'clock Monday night, then that's what I have to do. You understand that? If you want a private session with me, remember, I don't do free except on the radio. So don't call me and think that I'll give you 5-10 to a half hour free time, because I've not able to answer your question online. So please respect me on that. I want to get to the last call. So nancymaps.net, and we can visit later if you want. Okay, I want to get to the last caller in queue, 646 area code. Who's this?
Hi, Nancy. This is Christina.
And where are you from?
From California.
Oh, California is a 646 area code, huh?
Yeah.
No, all right.
It's actually not the area code for California, but I've had this number for a while, so I decided to keep it. Yeah.
Okay, but what state are you living in right now then?
California.
Oh, okay. Like I said, I wouldn't know. So if you're sitting in California tonight while calling me, that really all matters. Thank you. All right, woman, talk to me. We only got a couple minutes left.
Right. I've been feeling very uneasy lately, and I just feel like people are kind of like constantly picking at me at work. And, you know, so I wonder, like, you know, what's happening and, you know.
If it's possible, I only can give you a minute. If you could ask me a question. How would you ask me a question on what's bothering you?
Like, specifically Tim at work. Is this a friend, or is he like, you know, plotting something?
Because you've already told me you have uncomfortable feelings about something going on at work, I feel like this man has two levels. First off, he's very attracted to you, but he won't admit it. And if you spur him or there was some kind of disagreement, because of his frustration, he may give you a hard time. And I don't know what that means. So you are partly right. Oh, Kentucky lady, hello. I'm sorry. I wish I had more time to kind of dwell on it. Part of what you're getting is true, but I think you need to clamp down on your life force and not let his thoughts drift into you. Can you get that for me?
He's affecting me.
I know, but you need not to feel it and do your job. And you know what? I only got 30 seconds left, sweetie. I'm so sorry.
Thank you so much,
Nancy.
Call
me next week.
Thank you.
Sorry. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Well, just running out of time, I wanted to let you know that I am involved with a show called Dead-Air. I'm not on every week, but I do remote viewing. And if he has a ghost investigation group that comes on, it would be George Lopez. And on nights that he can't do it, Mike Bolin does it out of Texas, and we're having a great time. Other than that, I talk to you next week, hopefully, and my website is nancymaps.net. Thank you. Bye-bye.